Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, everyone has heard the phrase, never trust a skinny cook. The idea behind that is someone who doesn't enjoy the food enough to have gotten overweight probably isn't that good at making it.
Yeah.
That's the theory behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out today there are some other sayings like that that can apply.
Okay.
I had never heard this one before, but I think it's pretty interesting. Don't trust a plumber who bites his nails.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's gross. Very gross.
I mean, hopefully washed his hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they say that here's something else. I've never heard this before. If he's got an iPad and a white button-down shirt, he's not there to fix your equipment, he's there to try to sell you new equipment.
That's true.
That's probably true. They're dressed up like that salesperson.
All salespeople have those iPads now. I mean, you see it like when you're hiding behind that plant and you're peeking out the window and you're looking at your camera. It's like, oh, he's got an iPad. There's something up there.
Yeah. They say, don't trust a pastor who wears expensive shoes and watches. You see them like they got the Rolex on, and you're like, really? Where'd that come from?
Or that lives in a $1 million home and has private jets. And
yeah, there's some out there I think that you should definitely ask the questions about.
Well, there's some, yeah. Now, some are legit. It's okay. I mean, they wrote a book and they made a lot of money. You're talking about mansions and stuff. Now.
Okay. I think that's probably the exception to the rule, but yes, that could be true. A lot of those guys donate the proceeds of their books.
They do. That's the good ones.
All right.
Not to be judgmental.
Don't trust a scientist who can't say, I don't know. A good scientist knows they don't know everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't trust a principal who was never a teacher.
Ah, good.
That makes sense, because if they don't know what it's like to be in that classroom with those kids and dealing with them, they're not going to know how to support the teachers.
But that's how it always works.
Is it?
I mean, think about these CEOs they hire from other companies that never worked for the company that they're running now and don't know what the job is.
Right. Well, along those lines, don't trust a restaurant manager who's never waited a table.
That's a good one.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or work the line.
Another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. This one is an interesting one I've never heard before. Don't trust an IT person who hasn't caused an organization-wide outage at least once. But also don't trust them if they've caused more than five. So I guess they have to have failed before, but not too many times.
I hate that feeling when you have to call them, though, to come in to fix your computer, and then they belittle you like, you didn't know that?
I know. That's part of that's how you know you got a good IT person. They said, similarly, do not trust an electrician who doesn't have eyebrows. But also, don't trust an electrician who's never been shocked at all.
Yeah. You know, I told you my uncle, he was an electrician, worked on those power lines and stuff, and he was missing three fingers.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he lose them all at once, or did it take him three times?
No. He lost them all at once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I bet he learned his lesson really fast.
Yep. Every family reunion, we'd shake hands, and I'd be remembered of that incident.
Okay. This is a very specific one. Don't trust a wine sales rep who wears cologne or perfume. It messes up your ability to taste the samples in sales meetings. I would not have known that.
A wine sales rep?
Yeah. Okay. So I could go on, I guess, around trying to get you to buy it for the store or something.
Wait, can they come to my door and sell wine?
No, you would take a person.
I'm interested.
You would take them with that white shirt and iPad, don't you?
I'm pretty sure these are going to like stores and trying to get them to carry certain wines.
That would be great, though. Wine tasting. Yeah. Yes. Or, you know what, a little wine truck that had music in it for the adults that come around the neighborhood.
So that would be awesome. I knew a liquor rep back in the day, and yeah, that's a fun job. Drive around and drink with the owners.
You have the ice cream truck that would come into the neighborhood, and right behind it, the wine truck or the alcohol truck for the adults. And the kids go to the ice cream truck, the adults go to the wine truck.
I told y'all where I used to live, they had wine pops like that. It was frozen popsicles.
The ice cream person did?
But it was wine. It wasn't ice cream. And he came around the exact same way like the ice cream truck did. So you got the kids chasing the ice cream truck, and then all of us adults were like chasing down the wine.
That's interesting.
Staggering. Hey!
Get back here.
All right, two more. I'm a contractor, and I'm always wary of a customer who claims they know how to do what they're getting ready to pay me to do. Because they're going to be telling them, oh, I would have done it this way. Yeah. Or, oh, that's not the way you do it.
Well, that's what you do to the doctor. You Google your ailments, and then you go in and tell him how to fix you.
I just ask.
Okay.
I think this. I could be dying because I Googled it.
Yeah, and this is what it says. Yeah. What do you think?
And then one person said, I work in finance. The more a dude has gel in his hair, the more of a pain in the neck he's going to be to work with. That might be universal. The more gel in their hair, the more difficult.
What about butter in their hair?
What's butter in their hair?
You would you do?
I don't put butter in my hair.
You comb your hair with buttered toast.
I do not.
And your little aerial fork, what do they call it? Doppelhanger or whatever?
Yeah.
Where
I do not
you're scratching
know
your
you're
hair
talking
with your
about.
Fork.
He combs his hair
What's
with his
What's a doppelhanger?
Right?
From Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
She had a fork, and I can't remember what she called it, but that's she combed it the same way you do.
What does this have to do with having thick gel in your hair?
I'm just wondering where butter lands on the list.
There's no one who combs their hair with butter.
We just say that.
Oh.
Dingle hopper.
I thought it was for real this whole time. Oh, my gosh.
You believe Hulk?
Yeah. No, it's because we all... he puts... Okay, never mind.
It would be neat. You can just get that I can't believe it's not butter spray and spray your hair like hairspray.
Just comb it over like who needs gel?
I'm not even offended. So I'm kind of worried for you.
Yeah. I do.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You can do a little impromptu here, a little acting, if you will. What do you do if a person says, I love you, but you're not ready for it? They got some tips for you here in this research that I have. But, you know, have you ever been in that situation where you're like, I love you, and the person's, they're like just looking at you like, I'm not ready for this.
A bunch of times.
Were you the one that said it or the one that received it?
Now, what do you think, Tom?
Okay, sorry.
Don't rub it in.
I can fall in love from a glance.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, just for giggles, let's go around. Tori, let's pretend like we're in a restaurant.
Uh-oh. Oh, geez.
And you say, I love you. Like, and we'll just go around the room, and we'll I gotta tell you what, Kato, you go first.
Oh, I was gonna say, how many's in your party? You're going to the restaurant, we're gonna make this real?
No, you're at the restaurant right now. You guys are having an intimate dinner, and it's time.
Why am I nervous?
Yeah.
Ew, I'm nervous. I don't like this.
Okay, so go ahead and say, I love you, like, you know, however you want to say it. Okay, Dale, let's see what it comes
up.
Oh,
you said it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Am I like proposing?
No, you're just going
to. Okay, I'm going to propose.
I just want to tell you.
Well, what are we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
Obviously, we're talking about the mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
And how much we love them.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Kato, I've been watching. Stop looking at me like that.
I'm just
this is serious.
I was.
Take it for reals.
Yeah, come here.
Okay. Kato.
Yes.
Hawk, make him do it right.
Yeah.
See the look he's giving me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
All I'm giving it as though I was really, you taught us to act.
Yeah, I feel like you're about to cry.
I know, because you're warming my heart right now.
Kato, I've been meaning to tell you for a while. I love you. Oh my God, stop!
What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, back? Yeah. What would you say?
Hawk,
yeah.
I need a permission slip to be done with this because it's making me very
Here
anxious.
You go. I'll do a little example for you. You got anything? Okay.
Okay.
Let's say we're at the dinner table. It's time for you to say it.
I gotta do it again?
Yeah, here we
You're
go.
Making me work through a lot of anxiety today. Okay, to you or to
Yeah,
who?
To me. Yeah,
okay.
Me
Hawk, I love you.
Oh, look, here comes the appetizers.
I don't like you.
Yeah. That's a way not to probably do that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay, Tom's turn now.
This is making me sick. He's going to be mean.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh,
okay, you're at the restaurant right now. We're setting it up and action.
You know, I've never said this first because I'm so petrified of it.
The camera's rolling. You're wasting our film here. And film. Action.
Tom, I love you.
I know. I'm married, though, so.
I fully expected you to be like, I also love me.
Oh, that would have been good, too.
I think he stole that from Han Solo, the Star Wars movie. Okay,
so. I haven't seen it, so I couldn't have stolen it.
What was the point of this? Just to give me mad anxiety for the day?
No, well, I don't know why that would give you anxiety. It's to show you that a lot of people don't have the right answer and don't know how to get out of that situation. So they definitely say, don't say thank you. Oof. If someone says, you know what, I love you, don't go, well, thank you.
Check, please.
I just stood there, didn't I?
Yeah.
You did. Yeah.
Here's what they say to do. Be kind and say something like, that's amazing because I'm almost at that place too.
Oh.
So that don't make them feel as bad.
I think that's horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
I'm not there yet, but if you give me a little bit more time, I think I can be.
What? How much time? 30 minutes?
No. It's going to take, let's say, 3 more weeks, maybe 3 months.
Okay, you've got until the dessert comes.
I'm thinking this is horrible so far. I know the correct answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
you say,
hold on.
I love
Radio
you.
Romeo is going to help us
you
out
You say,
here.
I love you too, and then you try to see if it works out or not, and if it doesn't, then you break it off. But you don't say, it's just like a proposal. You say yes.
No.
Wait,
that's what? Because you can always break it off later.
They said that's not the thing to do. Don't be swayed and act all bummed or whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. They say don't say it. Be honest with them because they'll sit there and think
they're
that
done.
You love them.
They're gone. You have just shut them down on one of the most painfully risky things they could say to you, and you told them no.
They say they will appreciate your honesty.
No, they won't.
They're not going to leave just because of that.
Yeah.
If they really like you, they love you. They're going to stick around for a little bit to make it work.
Some of the ones I've dated, I'd be worried that the restaurant would get destroyed, plates would be thrown, and a lot of words yelled out.
It's a huge letdown.
Yeah.
Oof.
What if you say
there's
heart
three
and soul
of you.
Out there?
What if you say, back at you?
That's good, Kato.
I love you.
Well, they say don't be swayed if they act all bum. Stick to your guns and save those three little words for when you really mean it and you really do love them because you're in that.
Did you see the text?
Yeah, read it.
The answer is you should.
I love it.
That's good.
All right. Thanks for getting us out of this weird predicament that we're in this morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's a group therapy Wednesday. We have got Aaron and Renee on the line, and they've got an interesting situation. Apparently, they had a date scheduled that didn't work out exactly the way they planned. And I guess, Aaron, we'll go with you, and you just tell us a little bit about what happened on the night of the date.
So, you know, we were supposed to go on this date, and we had planned it and everything, and I was running a couple minutes late, and, you know, I told her that, and I said that I would be there soon. And she told me that she just basically canceled the date because I hadn't confirmed with her. And I thought that was really weird, you know, a little kind of petty, to be honest, that she would do that.
So now let me make sure I understand this. You say you didn't confirm. Like, what did she mean by you didn't confirm? Because you talked to her earlier in the week and said you were going to be there. What was she expecting?
I guess for me to like call, I don't know, send her an itinerary or something. I don't know exactly. What
Well, how late were you already when you text her to let her know that you're going to be late?
I was like 5 minutes late, but I was literally about to walk out the door. So I you know, it is my fault that I was running late. Like I should have been more on time.
Well, your secretary is supposed to tell her everything that's going on.
So, help us with this, Renee. What did you expect him to do on the day of the date?
I mean, I just expected a text or a phone call like, hey, looking forward to seeing you tonight. Or like, you know, we're still on.
Okay.
Because I've been stood up so many times. So
that's what I was going to ask. Is there a reason for that for you? You've been stood up before?
Yeah, like 4 times.
Oh, man.
Where the guy just doesn't show up and doesn't return a text. So I was just like, oh. Like, you didn't confirm, great.
Did you text him day of just to try and confirm?
No, because that's his job as a gentleman to confirm.
Okay. Oh, I guess I never had a date with a gentleman.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the gentleman.
A specific time that they have to confirm by?
Yeah, they're like, I mean, I'd say by 2 p.m.
Okay.
Obviously, if someone confirms at like 2:30, I'm not going to be like, now. But like, I think by 2 would be polite.
Okay, you get like your assistants. What you need to do, Aaron, is like have your assistant call and like, I just want to confirm that we have a date this evening at 7 o'clock. Here's everything that's going to go on after the date. I'd like to confirm the movie too that we're going to go to, and then after that, I'd like to confirm the goodnight kiss.
Well, it's like a doctor's appointment. They send you that text reminder. Don't forget, you have an appointment today at 2 o'clock.
That's true.
Checklist.
That is true, Renee. I will say the doctors have definitely have decided to do that now.
And if you don't want the text, you put like, you know, yes or no.
Yep.
Yeah.
C for confirm.
See, I feel like the doctors have gotten a little too clingy with it. Mine will start texting me a week out. I'm like, okay, calm down, girlfriend.
Well,
I'll be there.
Apparently, Renee agrees on this.
I have been at a doctor's appointment a couple times, and I was thinking, that should be a date.
I'm going to be honest, when I first heard about this, Renee, I thought you were a little bit, I guess, petty. But when you explain it the way you do, I guess it makes more sense. Whenever if you've had guys just not show up before, you want to know that they're going to be there. But I think it's okay for you to maybe ask them, hey, are we still on for tonight? Yeah. I can kind of see how you're not cool with that. But
yeah, I mean, I guess so, sure. I mean, I just shouldn't have to. I feel like if the guy's the one asking you out, I feel like whoever did the ask out should be the one to confirm.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess the big question here is, are you guys interested in going out on another date, or did this upset you, Aaron? Or are you guys, Renee, are you still cool with giving it another try if he confirms?
I'll just say, I mean, I was upset, but, you know, it's not like malicious intent. You know, I understand maybe you have some, you know, it triggered you from, you know, past bad experiences. So I'm sorry about that. I was running late. I just thought I had given enough confirmation.
And here's what we'll do, just as a backup, the day you guys arrange for a date, we'll call you as well and just let you know.
I ain't doing that.
Type C for confirmed.
Automatic text reminders.
There you go. Renee, are you interested in giving it another shot?
If she agrees to confirm the day
All right, this has kind of turned into a second date update.
I guess so, yeah.
But you know what? We've got it in the, I think we've got an extra dinner out for you guys. We'll send you guys on a date together, and we're not confirming. Y'all have to do the confirming, but we will help out on this.
That's a deal.
Okay, well, before we go, I want to make sure you know that here in the future, I'm about to hang up on you, so I want to confirm that I'm about to hang up on you.
You didn't give her enough of a heads up.
All right. We love you guys.
Hang on the line, and Cato's going to get all your particulars.
Okay. Thanks.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we've all been there before. You're in line at the checkout counter, and you see someone ahead of you who seems surprised that they're going to ask them to pay for it. And so then they rummage through their purse and their wallet to find a credit card or worse, a check book. And they'll pull out the check and start writing. And who do I make this to? And oh, Marshall's okay, blah, blah, blah. And you're standing there with your payment in hand, ready to go and get your stuff done. But you got to wait for this person who seems to have never done this before.
Yeah, or the credit card's rejected over and over, or they got so many coupons, just wasting your time.
Well, imagine you're in line and this happens, but today you happen to have done something a little different.
Oh.
You grabbed a box of knives to purchase.
Oh.
And so as you're watching this person hold up the line, you think to yourself, what could I use these knives for?
Oh, my goodness.
I could attack this person. That's exactly what happened at a Marshall's.
Oh, no.
And this was in Hudson County, which is somewhere in New Jersey.
And Marshall's have the distractions, too, where you have to go through the line like a big old theme park.
That is the only place I will accept you writing that check.
Yeah.
You take your time, honey. I'm still like, looking.
What's she grouchy about?
Yeah.
Well, Amber Thompson, 25, got into an argument with another customer over the speed of how long they were taking in the checkout line. And as they left the store and headed towards their car, Thompson had purchased a set of kitchen knives, removed one from the box, and pursued the victim in the parking lot and stabbed them multiple times.
Oh, my goodness. Dude.
Now, the wounds were not life-threatening. I think it may have been the round kind of kitchen knives.
Butter knives.
Like, yeah. I don't think it was the kind that, you know, were really sharp because they didn't seriously harm the person.
She said, hold still. Let me rub back and forth. The grooves to cut in.
But so she did get arrested for that. It's funny because they keep referring to the person who was slow in line as the victim. And I'm like, are we sure who the victim is here, really?
So she what was the holdup? Was it truthfully that she was writing a check?
She was taking a long time.
I mean, it could have been they couldn't find the price or the cashier couldn't figure out how to ring it up.
It wasn't something the cashier was doing because she took issue with this person in line.
But Marshall's has like 7 cash registers. Why in the world didn't they just say, now accepting at cash register number 6? I mean, what in the world? What's wrong with people?
Well, first of all, what's wrong with her? Because her time's obviously important to her.
Well, everyone's is important.
And she's thinking about this. She's probably upset because she's on a time schedule. And like, this lady's taking up my time. So she makes extra time out in the parking lot to go stab her to be even more late.
She was just running by her going to her car.
Oh, was she? Okay. Well, let me stab you a couple times.
I think at that point, you're not thinking through the logic of, is this going to take more time? You're just angry and upset at the person. And the reason that people get so mad is they take it personally. Like, this person cares so little about me and everyone else that they did this.
Their entitlement, the entitlement that people have now to think, you know, it's all about me.
To sit there and take that long in the line and not to do that. Yes.
Yeah, she's doing it against me.
Right.
I can't believe she's doing that against me.
I can't believe it either.
I'm going to stab her.
Then stay home. What is wrong with everyone now?
Yeah.
This is not okay.
Yeah. Whose side are we on?
Buy your knives off on Amazon.
Like a normal person.
Yeah, come in 2 days or less.
But you know, with all that, dude, they do have at the registers, the little corral you go through, they should offer the knives there just for that last minute purchase.
In case someone is slow
because
in front of you.
I'm with you. You know you're about to be called next. Have your money ready.
Yeah,
don't pull your purse up, unzip it, open it up.
Don't
look for your wallet. Open your wallet and start getting your money out.
Don't use the knives to stab her. Just poke her in the bottom a little bit to get her going. Kind of like you nudge. Like, you know those cattle prods they have, the farmers have?
Just a little zap her.
Yeah, a little jolt there.
I do agree. Yes, have your stuff ready. But can you imagine if you're sitting there trying to get your stuff and you hear somebody just like sharpening knives behind you? You're like, you know what? Never mind. I don't need this stuff.
So I was confused. I couldn't tell whether you guys were on the side of the person who stabbed or the person who got stabbed.
Well, no. The person that stabbed the person's way in the wrong. I mean, yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
Just like a little bit of both. Just like a teeny tiny.
I agree with Tori.
I think that have your stuff ready. That is just common courtesy. But also, no, don't stab people.
We don't know the story, though.
We know enough.
Okay, here's the thing. People need patience. We all are impatient. It's a now society.
Yeah.
I want your information now. You Google it. It's like the Lord's trying to teach us patience all the time. Just look at the drivers out there.
Hurry up, I got to say something. I think this should work for anything. Getting on 385 today, some woman gets off on 385, gets onto 385, shoots all the way into the left lane and slows down. And all of a sudden, the line of cars behind her, and she's in there lighting a cigarette because I stared at her and I wanted to tap her car into the wall.
If you had a knife.
We all got to slow down a little bit.
How does people speed up a little bit?
No, not at all.
Do you say that? You're the jerk who takes forever to pay it.
No.
Do you think the lady got in her car after stabbing and went, Lord, I failed another test?
Yeah.
I prayed for patience and I failed.
Yeah. I know.
You know what upsets me is the woman that got stabbed didn't learn anything from it, probably. She should be like, dang, I better get my checkbook out next time.
Why are people writing checks? That's a whole other argument. Stop with the checks.
We don't know why she was
I don't mind you write checks. Start writing it as you're in line.
Oh, my gosh. It's 2025. But why are we writing checks?
Don't you think that patience is something we all need now? I'm like, everybody is impatient and don't get their way.
I think people should consider other people and not think the world revolves around them so much that they wait until the last second to do this.
You're doing the same person, the same thing that lady was doing.
No.
You feel entitled that your time is very important.
No.
Yes, I agree. Everybody's time is important. But if we're slowed down, you know, and we have to wait in line for a little bit of time, we don't go stab somebody for doing that.
True, but some of the holdup is not my fault. Like, all these places you go to now, how is your service? Are you likely to recommend us? Do you want us to send you a receipt this way?
I'm
like,
dude, we don't have time for this. She stabbed her because she did something that made the line go slow.
But you know that. People are very unwell these days.
She did it because of coupons or a check.
She became the judge. And that's somebody else's job to do that.
And try to be the executioner.
She needs me on the jury.
Yeah. Me too, because I'd be like, now how long did you take?
That's terrible.
Why were you taking so long?
You're stabbing people. I'm like, come on.
I would consider
you
that.
You can yell at her a little bit, going, hey, can you hurry up? That's one thing. But you're stabbing somebody because you're running behind now.
Well, she tried.
Yeah, okay.
Bless her heart. She had a butter knife.
This to you. She's not stabbing him because he's running behind. She's stabbing him because that person was so inconsiderate to everyone else.
That person was oblivious.
And that is the worst crime of all.
No, it's not. And like, it's like it's
death penalty.
It's their lane.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We kid around a lot here on the Hawk and Tom Show about being at work, seeing the boss, and then we go hide because he's walking down the hall and we hear his voice around the corner or whatever. We go hide from the boss.
No,
kidding?
We don't.
That's a kid. We're kidding, yes.
I wasn't.
I have dove into offices that weren't mine.
81% of people say they have hid from someone at work, and it's not only the boss that we're hiding from, apparently.
It's not. Okay. It's that coworker that likes to just stop and chat for 30 minutes.
You know what?
And you're trying to either get out of here or go use the bathroom really
yes,
bad.
Yep. They actually, you mentioned that person. It's the office gossip or the social talker.
Well, hold on. Those are very different.
They are. So one of them has stuff to say that you want to hear about, and the other one has stuff to say you don't want to hear
so
about.
So you don't hide from the office gossip?
I think she hides from me.
If it's the gossip, I'm going to say, follow me to the bathroom. There's two stalls. Uh-huh. You can tell me all about it.
Okay.
With a nice little echo in the background.
All right. But the social talker who's just coming around chit-chatting or whatever, like you hear them making their rounds in the cubicles, do you like leave and go to the bathroom and hide from the social talker?
I sprint away.
On your knees.
All right. So other people that we are hiding from at work is the happy coworker who's organizing all the, you know, birthday parties and all the, you know, the happy person. It's coming around. That's way too happy for you, especially that early in the morning.
Can't think of anybody in this building like that.
I really can't. Yeah, they used to be.
Yeah.
But they've gone. We ran them out.
Yeah. Okay. How about the grumpy person who's always in a bad mood? You can commiserate with them, though.
It's hard. Also, it depends on whether that person's talkative or not. Some of them are just grumpy and you don't even care because they're like, they're going to grump one little thing and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got to work with others.
All right, these are people that you hide from at work. The drama queen, who's always just drumming up drama.
The person who, like, they've never had a good day, that person.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Like, every time you talk to them, they're tired. Uh-huh. They're this. I'm like, I get it. I don't know how to help you. I'm sorry.
But we're all that person sometimes.
Every day, though, that's the difference. Everybody has those days, but then there are people who have, that is their life.
Also, the chief people pleaser or people's champion, usually known as the HR person, the people ahead of HR, we hide from those people because they are overly cheerful and they fear the fear of them tattling on you or telling on you for doing stuff that you're not supposed to be doing at the office.
I've worked for a place, let's just say the HR person hid from the employees.
Oh.
You could never find the person.
Okay. Yeah. So you'd be looking for HR to report something and you can't find it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know. Do they still work here? I don't know.
All right. You hide from the politician at work. Someone's always talking about politics.
That you can't do that these days. Talk about politics.
Oh, they do, though. I'm like, they have their agenda. They put the bumper stickers on their cubicle. They're talking about it all the time. Every conversation leads to politics. So you want to avoid that person for the most part.
I don't really care. If they want to talk politics, I'll commiserate with them for a minute.
All right, the backstabber. Backstabbers will undermine your efforts, steal your ideas, and then they will shift the blame on you when things go wrong.
Brutal.
That sucks.
But
I mean, the benefit of the fact that, like, no one comes into this office anymore is you don't have to deal with a lot of these people. Where there are 10 of us who come in. Of this whole building?
Well, we're talking in general. But just remember back then when there were people at your job. Because there's a lot of people that don't have it easy like us and don't have to, you know.
We don't have it easy. No one comes in. We have to do everything.
Yeah, we have to complain ourselves and, you know.
There's like 15.
Yeah.
15?
I can run and count and run to the studios and count.
Okay.
Oh, can I go with you?
Yes, come on. We'll stop the Hardee's on the way back.
Are you avoiding me? Is that what it is? All right, the demanding boss I've already mentioned, and then the micromanager, the person, the coworker who's over, you know, always scrutinizing everything that you do. They're micromanaging. They think they can do it better. And so you're on the project with them or whatever. They're trying to control everything. You try to avoid them at all costs.
Yeah.
And then the sensitive crybaby who gets their feelings hurt every time you see them about every little thing.
Okay. I don't like this list anymore.
Are you a crybaby?
Sometimes, and it annoys me too, and I don't know how to fix it.
You make me cry.
What?
You're so mean sometimes.
You're so full of it.
You already told me you hated me this morning.
You're a backstabber.
Me?
Yeah, you just backstabbed me.
And I'm going to cry about it. Okay.
So that's the people you hide from at work.
Is there anybody you hide from, like, in a business?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know.
If I go to the bathroom?
Well, like, I knew somebody that worked at a home improvement store, and it was one of those. You've mentioned the Debbie Downers, And, you know, I just would have to look down an aisle before I went down it.
Oh, you see him at the store.
Yeah, he'd be working, and look down the aisle, and if I saw him, I'd have to tiptoe by and go to another aisle.
A lot of times we're hiding from the, you know, people that are working at the stores wanting to ask if you need anything. Do you need anything?
That annoys me.
Yeah. Now, if you say that you don't hide from anybody at work, you're probably the person people are hiding from.
Oh, that's why no one comes in.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you are on a website for dating, some site, a sort of site like OkCupid or one of those, there are some very important things that you should do.
Okay.
First of all, you need to make sure that your profile picture is as good looking as possible.
I think people overly do that.
Well, it's
put those filters on.
Because they actually did a study on this, and they found that the number of messages you got from people interested in you increased exponentially the better looking you were. So, like, if you are a 1 on the attractiveness scale, you don't get very many messages.
Don't even download the app.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they don't know that.
If you're a 5, you may get 3 messages.
Ooh.
That's an average for a 5. If you're a 7, you'll probably get about 4 messages. At an 8, you get 5 messages. At a 9, you get about 6 or 7 messages. And if you're a 10, you get over 12 messages. So that last 9 to 10 is a huge increase in the number of messages you get.
That explains the filters out there, and they are doing their job. And then you finally meet the person in person, and you're like, oh, okay, I think that you had a filter on your camera.
Yeah. And yeah. I think the numbers can be different because a 10 to you might not be a 10 for me.
Not true.
It might could be not, 8 for me.
But there's probably a universal, like some people are just 10s and everyone agrees. Now, when you get into the 8s and 9s, someone's personal preferences mm-hmm. might make a difference. But there's some people that everyone just agrees they're hot.
Could you imagine that life? That must be exhausting.
Yeah, for the person.
The 12 messages wore me out. I'm like, 12? Can we just go back like 2?
See, I'm not that good looking. I've always wished I did have that. I always, when I was single, I always wished I had those women just throwing themselves at me, you know, like, oh my gosh, you're so hot. And I never got that experience.
And just think, if you had, you might not have this wonderful personality that we love today.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. I probably would have turned into a jerk.
Maybe.
Maybe. Now, this is interesting, too.
Okay.
When do men and women start to get past their peak looks?
Oh, I've been past that.
Yeah, that's not true, Tori.
Well, I mean, like gray hairs and wrinkles, yeah. They start so young.
She's not wrong.
And again, this could be different. I mean, I've seen 60-year-old women that look like a 20-year-old woman.
That's true, yeah.
Well, I say 38.
70 is the new 60, so you're saying 38?
No, that's low.
So it's different for men and women.
Okay.
Yeah. Women, it eventually reaches 40 years old, and that's where women say they have reached their peak, and after that, they go downhill.
Disagree.
I do, too, because yeah. I've met plenty of women who mm-hmm. are 40 or more, and I'm like, my gosh, you look 20.
This is not women. This is men.
Oh, wait,
the
what?
Women are saying the men are over the hill if they're over 40.
Oh. Really? Okay, wow. I got confused there.
I did, too.
Because I thought guys can hold their own for a little bit after 40, at least.
Well,
because they age gracefully.
It's way better than the other side.
Oh.
Because the men, and they asked men from 20 to 50 years old, and the number did not move.
Oh, really?
It's just all right between 20 and 25, right at
Shocker.
The 22 years old mark.
That's wrong.
So look at it.
So Leonardo DiCaprio has that figured out already.
Yes, he does. And now this was based purely on physical looks. It was not based on adding personality in or anything like that.
So you're saying age range from 20 to 50?
The men were 20 to 50.
That is
And they
ridiculous.
Said no matter whether they were 20 or 50 years old, they hovered around 22 to 23 years old.
I don't think women, I just feel like that should be easily 40. I'm like, women age gracefully now as much as the men do.
I agree with you. I can't believe all of these men on this site said that.
Well, that's a lot of research.
It
there.
Is a lot of research.
It just shocks me, really.
They also found that white people like to talk about their hair.
They
crunched 3.2 billion words of text in the profiles, and they found that people tended to describe themselves with their hair color, blonde or brown. They also mentioned their color of their eyes. Red hair was mentioned as well. Hair was a big thing on there.
Wouldn't you know that in there with their picture? Like, why do they have to mention, oh, I have brown hair?
I guess it's just something you're proud of.
Like, it's weird.
And then here's the most interesting takeaway of all. There are two questions that determined whether a couple lasted long time after they met on this site or whether they didn't last. These are the two questions. You could take this off the dating site and just take it on a date with you. All ask these two questions. And if you both agree on these, you'll likely make it.
All right.
Number one, do you like scary movies?
Oh.
If you both like scary movies or if you both dislike scary movies, that is a key indicator you'll get along well.
That's kind of interesting because you and your wife don't like.
Now I know. Yeah. She doesn't like them. I love them.
And y'all have lasted a long time.
Now, they also said the other question is, have you ever traveled alone to another country?
Wow.
If both of you said yes to that, you're likely a good match. Or if both of you said no to that, you're likely a good match.
Wonder why.
Well, think about the personality involved in someone that would travel alone to another country.
That's true.
They would have a distinct personality.
Yeah.
I don't even like going to restaurants alone.
And does your husband feel the same way?
No, he'd probably love it.
You're breaking the rules there.
Right, but you know what? I mean, there was a time that I was going to go to Europe alone. And I told Tom, I'm going to go. I'm going to get on a bus with a bunch of old people and tour and look at the Eiffel Tower.
And I'm like,
and all
you can't
stuff.
Take a bus to Europe, bro.
Once I just had to get out of town, and I went up to Gatlinburg by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah. By myself. Yeah. Got at a hotel, motel room on the strip.
Yeah.
I was so bored.
Yeah.
I went to found some local bar and just sat there. And
I can go.
I'm like, I need friends around.
I'm at Cracker Barrel sometimes eating by myself. And I'm glad I have a cell phone or going to a movie. You know, you go by yourself sometimes.
No, yeah. That sounds I don't want to do anything by myself ever.
You think we want to just go by ourselves?
Do you need? I'll go with you.
Oh, bless his heart.
Hey, John, what's Tori doing right now? I'm going to see this new movie, and I ain't got nobody to go with.
Sounds like John's more likely to go with
you.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, hey, John, why don't you just, you can sit in the middle. I would just invite both of you, and you can be the third wheel.
Well, there was a third question that was a distant third.
Okay.
And that was, do you believe in the existence of God? That was less important than scary movies or traveling to another country in determining whether they would stay together or not.
That determines who you are.
But, you know, there's couples who get along great, and they have different beliefs there, and one of them goes to church on Sunday, one of them don't.
Well, there's another question off in the distance, Clemson or Carolina?
That one is definitely an important question.
Dukes or Hellman's? Because that would be a breaker for
me. But to me, I would just keep both in the fridge.
No, I can't. Can you imagine kissing a Hellman's breath?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Plus, you can't have them next to each other. Okay. Dukes and Hellman, they'll just be duking it out the whole time they're in the fridge together.
Oh, gosh, dude. Yeah. That's another one we should add. Sense of humor.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.